84. Partly cloudy tonight, then mostly cloudy overnight. Throughout, there's a 40% chance of showers, a low of 69, and on Friday, cloudy skies, an 80% chance of showers, possibility of thunderstorms as well. We'll have a Friday high of 81. Right now, it's 55 degrees. That is WEMU News. I'm David Fair reporting, and the time is 7:40. You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair. 20 minutes before 8 on a Thursday morning, it's at this time each week, we welcome back into studio the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins brings his wit and his knowledge of movies to 89.1 WEMU for Cinema Chat every week. Good morning, Russ.
That's way too high of a bar for this early in the morning. So.
Can't even spell wit. Huh?
Exactly. Well, we could spend the whole show talking about news out of the fall festivals, Venice and Telluride, and most notably Toronto.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
So we're going to have
to. In terms of scope,
and
right?
Venice is a very big festival as well. Telluride, in a sense, is the most elite, but they're all in competition for the same product. And then the New York Film Festival starts this week, so it's a big time for festivals. But Steve McQueen, who isn't the movie star but the director, his film 12 Years a Slave.
Is there any relation?
No, there is no relation. British director.
He needs to change his name. There's only one Steve McQueen.
Maybe so. But it's Steve McQueen and John Ridley's true story of Solomon Northrup, who spent a dozen years enslaved, and it has broken ahead of the pack in terms of its Oscar potential. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I probably mispronounced his name. He was in Blood Diamonds, and he's a really great actor. Is maybe ahead of the pack in terms of best actor for
interesting.
Michael Fassbender, who also is in the film, a sporting actor. So 12 Years a Slave, it's the big, big buzz film, just like Slumdog Millionaire and King's Speech and Precious and Silver Lining Playbook. It won the Audience Award at Sundance, as well as just a lot of general critical acclaim. So very good prospects for that film, and you'll be seeing it in a theater before the end of the year. Gravity is the Alfonso Cuarón film with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Sandra Bullock's performance is extremely well praised. She may give Cate Blanchett a run for her role in Blue Jasmine. So we'll look forward
and
to
all
see
done
that.
Within the confines of a spacesuit.
Right. It's a special effects. It has very effective special effects like Avatar, Life
right.
and Pi. Very highly praised for that. August, Osage County, based on the play, has Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts in it. And that film also got a lot of very positive praise. Robert Redford has a film that he's starring in called All Is Lost that his performance was very well reviewed in, and he may be in Best Actor contender. Nebraska, which is stars Bruce Dern, and he won the Best Actor Award at the Cannes Film Festival. It also played at Toronto with the idea it would kick off before the end of the year for Oscar considerations. We're going to do a special screening of Nebraska, actually, with a live video connect to Bruce Dern and a lot of other folks. Alexander Payne, the director of the film, and that's coming up in November. The Coen brothers have a new film, Inside Llewellyn Davis, that skipped Toronto, but a big deal was made of it and a bunch of Coen brother films, as long as their musical collaborator Thibault Burnett. So anyway, lots going on. Enough Said, which got a really great kickoff at the Toronto Film Festival, is going to be opening at the Michigan Theater. Actually,
and that's later the last
this
movie
month.
With James Gandolfini, right?
That's right. Julia Louise Dreyfus and James Gandolfini are very well praised in this. And again, it's going to play the Michigan Theater. Rush, which is opening in just a week or so at the mainstream theaters. Ron Howard's new Formula One racing film also got a lot of great buzz coming out of Toronto. So lots of
stuff coming our way in the near future.
A couple of things that didn't go so well. The Julia Assange drama. It's a fiction film based on Julia Assange and WikiLeaks called The Fifth Estate. Didn't do so well. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch. The Invisible Woman, which is a Ralph Fiennes period piece, is considered a little stiff. And Matt Weiner, the Mad Men guy, his first directing outing, with Owen Wilson and Zach Galifianakis. You Are Here didn't go very well with audiences or critics, which was a bit of a disappointment. But anyway, just lots and lots of news going out of Toronto and Telluride and Venice, and we'll look to revisit those.
Do I have a multitude of choices for this weekend?
You do. You've got some good choices. At the Multiplex, there's a film called Prisoners, which is stars Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal and Paul Dano. And Hugh Jackman's daughter is kidnapped along with she disappears. They don't really know what happened to her. They're playing, and then all of a sudden
she's gone.
She's gone, and they don't know what happened to her. So Hugh Jackman, there was this old camper vehicle that was in the neighborhood, and that's the only thing they can figure is maybe someone that had that. And they discover the camper vehicle and the guy that owns it, and they doesn't seem that he had anything to do with it, but Hugh Jackman just knows that he did, and he kind of takes it into a vigilante attack of this guy. Was it the right thing to do? Was it the wrong thing to do? Were the police constrained by proper policing dynamics, or did this guy really need to take dramatic and illegal but passionate action to get his daughter and the neighbor's daughters back? So the film is very well reviewed. It's directed by a gifted Quebecois director, Denis Villeneuve. Denis Villeneuve. It's a spellbinding, sensational, effective. It's too early in the morning. Thriller in a complex moral center that makes a grand slam English language demo for the director. Hollywood Reporter liked it. New Yorker Magazine, David Demme said, a somber, impressive thriller in the style of Mystic River and Zodiac.
Which I liked. I liked both of those.
Prisoners is definitely worth checking out. At an IMAX theater, even some of the smaller ones at the Multiplex, there's going to be a 3D redo of Wizard of Oz. It's the old 1939 Wizard of Oz that they've just taken and computer enhanced and turned it into a 3D film.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a traditionalist. I'm not sure I like the idea.
Yeah, the reviews have actually been pretty good on it.
It's certainly a new way to see it.
Absolutely.
And it's always worth seeing.
Now, the film to absolutely miss this week is Battle of the Year, which is about a hip-hop mogul that decides that the United States need to take back the international dance battle competition.
Was there an international war over the dance?
Well, there actually was. It's based on a documentary that was done by the director, Brandon Lee. Benson Lee, I'm sorry. But the reviews, there aren't any reviews, basically. The reviews that are out there are not very good, but the one audience review says, this is the worst movie of the year I've seen. Every cliche is used. Characters are introduced and have no impact on the story. The only semi-decent thing is seeing Chris Brown's leg break in 3D.
Maybe we have a Razzie nomination on our hands.
Maybe we do have a Razzie nomination on our hands. Now, opening at the Art Houses downtown at the Michigan Theater, opening this Friday, is Salinger, which is a documentary on J.D. Salinger, the author of Catcher in the Rye and lots of other things. A very odd and reclusive kind of guy, and there are just tremendous number of people that are interviewed for this documentary.
Yeah, like 150.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ed Norton and John Cusack and Danny DeVito, Martin Sheen, E.L. Doctorow, Gore Vidal, Tom Wolfe, Robert Towne, on and on and on. Like you said, 150 folks. Not all of the reviews are very strong on it, and it's almost an embarrassment of riches and how the director organized it and put it together seems to be the thing that some critics are quibbling with. Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times and NBR said, all of this is compelling, but Salerno, who's the director, seems as if he's unsure as what he's got, and he goes to great lengths to heighten the drama with crisp editing, a strong score, frequent sound effects, and snappy visuals, which is, I think, his way of saying is that the material is very strong, and he maybe overproduced it in a certain way. But in and of itself is not a bad thing.
Yeah, as a subject matter, J.D. Salinger is probably enough. In and of himself.
Absolutely. And the Hollywood Reporter said the cult of J.D. Salinger will be burnished by this lively and superficial drama. Mm. So, or documentary. So Salinger, a documentary film. You probably want to check that out if you have any interest in literature or the author himself. Thank you for sharing stars Mark Ruffalo. And it's about this group of folks who are in the addiction community, and they're trying to get their lives together.
They're in recovery.
They're in recovery. The laughs spring from the foxhole humor of addicts needing to nurture each other. Romance evolves in unexpected ways. The script on this film has been very well praised. Thanks for sharing. It isn't going to be around long, but it's gotten good reviews. Yeah. The Hunt is a film that stars Mads Mikkelsen, who's an actor who's been in Hannibal. He's a Danish actor, A Royal Affair, Casino Royale. He won the Best Actor Award at the 2012 Cannes Film Festival with this film. And it's about a guy who's had some... He's gone through a divorce. He's tried to start his life over, and then a witch hunt happens in his community, and they just aren't. And he really suffers from it. And this film has gotten great reviews, 98% positive reviews.
The Hunt.
And then Dirty Wars is a documentary about underground troops and assassinations and stuff, kind of stuff you don't want to know about.
Privatized military, like Blackwater.
Right, you kind of don't want to know about. But anyway, there's a lot of great stuff. Go check that out. A lot of folks are excited to see Dirty Wars, although it's not exactly the most pleasant thing. Salinger, thanks for sharing, and Prisoner. So go check it out. Lots
of choices, and I hope you go to the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.
Support for today's programming on WEMU comes from our day sponsor, Abe Slane, who wishes his best friend and the love of his life, Sherry Mark, a happy birthday.